The energy rays raining down on us are subtle, and empathic people can sense them because of their heightened awareness to change. Those who tend to suffer from anxiety are not properly grounded and ignore their spiritual needs whilst knowing better. The body becomes unbalanced, and physical problems may manifest when these issues are left unaddressed. A few examples are bowel problems, stomach issues, strange metabolism, eating disorders, and anxiety and depression. By ignoring the spiritual self, the lower mind creates a psychological problem which manifests inside the body. The earth is continuously changing, physically and esoterically, as she is processing the incoming rays of energy, and the same is true for humanity. People rooted in constructs based in the old energies, which correspond to the lower mind or human consciousness, are removed from their authentic self. New energies corresponding with the soul consciousness will bring out extreme behavioral patterns. For a time, it will look like the world has gone crazy as the lower self makes room for the spiritual. Observe behaviors, including your own, and the thought process that people may have. Be cautious and aware of what happens around you. Times are changing, and the curtain of false pretense will fall, leaving people to feel naked and vulnerable. There's much to learn about the Earth's grid system and the ley lines, which are also referred to by shamans as spirit lines. Many significant monuments and buildings were placed on critical points within the Earth's energy grid. Knowledge about the Earth's energy, vortex, chakras, has been available for thousands of years. Churches, cathedrals, mosques, pyramids, and statues of deities and other symbols are placed on strategic points harvesting the Earth's energies, and many of those are holding feminine energies captive. Chakras and meridian points are part of your body's grid system, and our universe with its planets and stars have their own. Planets are strategically placed on the cosmic grid system, creating gateways, making space travel a possibility. Some of the Earth's portals were activated a long time ago, and they are found in remote and hard to reach areas such as underwater, in deserts, or in the mountains. Heightened UFO activity in an area shows us where these gateways are. Everything is connected through a grid system, energy, and consciousness. With the fall of the Notre Dame, a portal opened, releasing dominant masculine energy, restoring this gateway's original purpose by bringing back the feminine energy. This type of feminine energy is associated with the goddess Isis. She is the bringer of guidance, and she brings balance to France and the rest of Europe. During the Roman Empire, this heightened energetic point was covered up to control the population by using masculine energy only. Many of you are a conductor of peace and assist others through this time of chaos. The earth is opening itself and releasing the old and bringing in the new. These new energies will balance the masculine and feminine aspects of humanity. You have a choice to fight these energies or to move along with these waves.